Draco, I need to confess something deeply on brand for episode 723. We say conditional computation like it's a household appliance. I am not totally sure we've ever actually defined it without sprinting into mixture of experts 5 seconds later.
Yeah, that's unfortunately fair. We keep using it as the hidden middle step between big model and why did this run cheaper, which is exactly where people fall off.
And people have poked us about it gently, which is rude because they are right. My week is already improved by being corrected by imaginary margin comments.
The show is just a long-running error correction loop at this point. Very glamorous. Very exploring next.
Okay, that's genuinely funny. Fine. Let's finally make conditional computation click.
Start with the least technical version. Imagine a front desk with a bunch of specialists behind it. A simple case comes in, and the receptionist sends it to one or two people who are relevant. The receptionist does not drag the whole building into the room.
Right.
A traditional neural network is much closer to dragging the whole building in. And quick gloss, because we did the full neural network overview back in episode 633. A neural network is a stack of learned number transformations that turns an input into an output.
So the dumb waste is if I ask it something tiny, the whole stack still wakes up. Receptionist, legal team, plumbing specialist, person who only knows about semicolons.
No semicolon specialist survives this show.
Oh, come on, you would absolutely hire one and then complain the routing overhead was too high.
I would require an evaluation set. But yes, that is the vibe.
Back to the lobby. Conditional computation means the model learns to route each case to the useful parts instead of activating everything by default.
Exactly. The word conditional means the computation depends on the input. The model does different amounts or different kinds of work for different cases. Counting to 10 should not use the same internal machinery as a hard multi-step reasoning problem. And this is where sparse activation comes in. We did the dedicated sparse activation episode in 673, but the one-line version is only some parts of the model are active for a given token or input, not all of them.
That was our not magic actual routing cost episode. I remember you refusing to let me enjoy the word sparse for even 30 seconds.
Because sparse sounds free, and it isn't. In the receptionist picture, you save work by calling two specialists instead of 20, but you now need a receptionist, a routing rule, and a building layout that doesn't make everyone sprint across six floors.
Okay, that part matters. Because product brain hears use less model and immediately starts seeing cheaper inference, lower latency, maybe smaller serving bills. But you're saying the savings only count after the routing tax.
Yes, conditional computation is not skip random stuff. It is learned selectivity. The model has components it could use. Then a small decision mechanism chooses which components actually run.
That decision mechanism is the gate, right? Define gate before we start doing our acronym goblin thing.
A gate or gating network is the receptionist. It looks at the current input representation and produces scores for different paths or experts. Higher score means this expert seems useful here. Then the model activates only the selected experts.
I see.
The common large model version is mixture of experts, usually shortened to MOE. An expert is a specialized subnetwork inside the larger model. A mixture of experts layer has many of these, and the router chooses a small subset for each input.
So, in our lobby, the building is the full model. The experts are offices. The gate is the receptionist. The case file is the input. I am trying very hard not to add a badge printer.
If I had drawers, they would be calibrated.
Okay, well, fine. Calibrated drawers. Let's anchor this in real systems before the lobby becomes sentient.
Mixtral 8x7B is the clean example people remember. It is a sparse mixture of experts model from Mistral. The reported story was strong performance against Llama 270B on most benchmarks, with about 6 times faster inference in Mistral's framing.
And the product reason that landed was obvious. You get a model with a lot of total capacity sitting there, but you are not paying to run every piece on every token. That's the whole active versus total parameter thing we kept circling in episode 552.
Yes, total parameters are everything the model owns. Active parameters are the ones used for a specific computation. Conditional computation is one way to make those numbers diverge in a useful way. The grounding number I trust as a broad explainer is that conditional computation can sometimes activate only 10 to 20% of the full model while preserving or even improving performance. Not a guarantee, but it explains why the idea is attractive.
Switch transformer is the other big named example, yeah? Google's one with the almost comically direct name?
Yes. Switch transformer replaced a standard feed-forward part of a transformer-style model with a switch feed-forward layer. It was used to scale pre-training up to trillion parameter territory. There is also a switch large 128 model trained with masked language modeling, where the model predicts hidden pieces of text.
Quick pause on transformer, because we are trying not to be monsters. For this episode, all someone needs is that a transformer is the architecture family behind a lot of language models, and it processes text through repeated layers that update the representation of each token.
Good catch. And conditional computation can sit inside those repeated layers. Instead of every token going through the same dense feed-forward block, the switch or router picks an expert path.
Now, tell me where the compute actually gets saved, because if the full model is still loaded somewhere, a normal person hears giant model and thinks, well, didn't I still buy the giant model?
You may still need memory for the giant model, or at least for the experts available on your hardware. The compute saving comes from not multiplying through every expert for every token. But if those experts live on different chips or machines, routing can create communication overhead.
So the receptionist can save the specialist time, but if every specialist is in a different building, the courier bill gets weird.
Exactly. That is the production catch. Sparse compute inside the model can be cheaper, but scoring routes, moving data, synchronizing devices, and balancing load all cost something.
This is where your pessimism is actually useful, annoying, but useful.
I accept the compliment under protest. Also, conditional computation works best when the work has structure. If different inputs really need different skills, routing helps. If every input is equally hard in the same way, the router may add overhead without much gain.
That makes intuitive sense. The lobby helps when cases are meaningfully different. If every case requires the entire expert panel, the receptionist is just making everyone fill out forms.
Right. And this is why recommendation systems and vision systems show up in the same conversation. You can often find structure, different users, items, image regions, or text patterns, benefit from different processing. Conditional computation is a general principle, not only a language model trick.
Where it stands now, then, this is not some old idea we are dusting off for museum reasons. Mixture of experts made it very current.
Yeah. No fake obituary here. Conditional computation is still load-bearing, especially in large models, where dense computation gets expensive. The field is not arguing whether selectivity is useful. The argument is how to make the router stable, balanced, fast, and worth the hardware complexity.
And it fits our annoying recurring pattern since November. The user sees speed or price. The real work is hidden plumbing, routing, verification, load balance, serving trade-offs.
That is the whole thing. If one idea should stick, it is the receptionist picture. A big model can contain many capabilities, but conditional computation decides which parts show up for this particular case.
Okay, Draco, calibrated drawers and all, I think we finally defined the phrase without sprinting away from it. Tiny miracle for exploring next.